because her beauty is raw and wild. Because her beauty is raw and wild, she's at the core of the styles we see. And because her hair is curly and wild, she don't need put nothing in it. It already transcends being simple in that way, with hardly need for anything more. That raw kind of beauty, because her beauty's raw and wild. Of all style, she's automatically at the core. She's automatically at the core. Vogue magazine has what style? It's a very polished style, but she's automatically at the very fashion. She don't need to put nothing in her hair. It's growing wild just like her. She don't need nothing in her hair. It's curling wild, just like takes Fifth Avenue in stride. Curly hair and wild, she's trust every night. And being honest in that way, with a smile all teeth and gleam. Let's talk about her smile for a second. Her crooked smile, because her smile is crooked and wild. A messenger from the age of the Pleistocene, because her smile is crooked and jagged and wild. Memories of the root races of the past. Nothing in her head. Well, it's curling wild, just like that. She don't need nothing in her head. It's curling wild, just like that. Before we do another one of these tomorrow night, I want to tell you, address this audience tonight that came here. What I ask of you, me, Jonathan, as a singer, is a fair amount. You see occasionally people shushing each other. See, well, it's not anyone's fault, because I'm asking you to be two audiences at once. I play quiet enough so that it doesn't resemble exactly like a big, giant, like bass bin dance party, but it ain't a concert either. So I'm asking a lot of you. So forgive yourselves and forgive the other person, because it's me, and this is a strange show. Upwards of 200, 250 people in here to try and be as intimate as I'm trying to be with you. Like, there's different conflicting things that happen. I'm happy with how this turned out tonight. I just want to tell you that, like, if it's a little rough around the edges in the audience there, I get it why. Like, don't blame anyone. Like, I can see both points of view. And that's Tom on the drums. If he could talk, he would agree with all the things I'm saying.